Welcome to the world of Tales from Davidstown, a brand new supernatural audio horror series. Episode 3, About the Car. Originally released on Patreon on May 26th, 2023.
Previously on Tales from Davidstown.
Something's not right, Jess.
Something else was fighting for control.
I know you're going to think I'm crazy. I need to show you that I'm not losing my mind. That I really am a monster.
Stay right there. I'm on my way.
Traffic. Come on!
Yeah, all right, pal.
Jesus.
It's coming up 6 p.m. and now for the latest news. There's been continued pressure on local police to help find and catch the killer of local livestock from three different farms in the area over the last 4 months, including one such attack that left 8 sheep mutilated. While some continue to blame an as-yet unidentified person, there have been growing concerns that this may in fact be the work of an animal, perhaps a big cat or escaped large dog.
That is quite enough of that, thank you very much. Philippa, it's Jess. I just want to make sure you've got those blog posts and reels ready to go online this evening. Oh, and let's drop any more posts about those farm animal slaughters for now, yeah? If I get one more shitty comment about it on my feed today, I'm gonna lose it. I'm on my way to see Emily for a bit, so drop me a message if you need anything, all right? Thanks, bye. Here we go. Can I come in?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Oh my God! What happened to your back door? Did someone break in?
No. Not exactly. More like Brock out.
Okay, Emily, I'm really worried about you right now. First that attack, and now this?
I'll get it fixed. It takes ages to get windows and doors replaced.
That's not what I mean, and you know it.
I know.
Look, whatever it is, it's okay. You can tell me. You don't have to deal with this on your own.
Jess, I have told you.
That you think you're a monster? Yes. Is that what you're telling me happened in here? That you turned into something and smashed through a door? Sweetie, I think we have to consider that what really happened was that something was in what you drank on that night out. Okay?
Jesus, Jess. I so want to say that it was, but...
But
every fibre of me is saying it's something else. Something more. And it's not the first time it's happened.
What?
This... Oh, fuck. This is... hard. About a month later. I mean, I get what you're saying. It makes the most amount of sense, right? Getting spiked. I went weeks telling myself that. I just got so fucked up that I did this to my house, and then I woke up in...
Woke up where? Where did you go?
I woke up in a field about a mile from here. Soaking wet, covered in mud, near naked, and with this awful taste in my mouth. Like I'd eaten something vile.
Jesus Christ.
Luckily, it was early. No one saw me getting home, I think.
Okay. Now I'm really scared, then. What the fuck?
Just hear me out. I need to tell you about my car.
Wait, your car that was stolen and messed up?
It wasn't. I mean, it wasn't stolen. I'd spent days, weeks, trying to work out what really happened that night at home. After nearly a month of going over and over and over it in my head, I'd come to the conclusion that I'd lost it. Like you said, just been drugged and gone crazy. So I forced myself to do something productive, something creative. So I picked up my camera and headed into the moors to get a photograph of the sun setting over the valley.
On your own?
I still really didn't want to see anyone. I just needed to do something that brings me joy.
Fine. Go on.
The sun was about to touch the hills. The sky was on fire. That brilliant red, almost shimmering, magical light over the valley. And the heather, vivid purple, flowering all around me. It felt wonderful. I hadn't felt that relaxed in months. So I did what I do. I started taking pictures. The sun felt warm on my skin, right up to the point it set behind the hill. And then, sitting on the hood of my car, I watched the moon rise. Oh wow, look how bright you are this evening. Oh, I should get some photos of you too. Okay, clearly I've been spending way too much time on my own. I remember the smells in the air, the heather, that post-heat aroma of the summer day. It was so strong. And this other thing? I couldn't quite place it at the time. Like wool, but more animal, not washed or processed. Dirty.
You shouldn't have been up there on your own at that time.
I know that. I mean, I knew that then too. It was getting dark fast. So I got back to the car and started making my way back to town. Jesus! You stupid sheep! I could have killed you! My heart was already pounding. I looked at the side for the camera, but it wasn't on the passenger seat anymore. I could just make it out in the footwell. Fuck! You better not be broken. I hit the hazard lights, reach for the camera, and then... it happened. I looked up. The moon was beaming right over me. A huge super moon. And then my jaw. My teeth. I could feel something in my teeth. I readjusted the rearview mirror to look at my face. My teeth were growing, pushing out longer and longer, far past where my lips could cover them.
Oh God! Oh God, no, he can't be real! He can't be real!
Have you ever had that feeling like you're about to have a nightmare? That you knew you were about to have a bad dream. And then you squeeze your eyes hard shut and try your hardest to wake up before it begins. Before the terror sets in. I couldn't wake up from it. And as I watched my fingernails split open and black claws grow from my fingertips, I knew it was real. It was all real.
God, please! Please, no! I don't want to be a monster!
I felt my chest push out, my shirt tearing. All while my skin burned and my jeans and trainers tightened, coming apart at the seams. My hands felt like they were being slowed down, encased in something invisible. I was losing control. I felt so confined. I tried to open the car door. All I could think about was getting out, getting free. The one time I don't need a belt holding me in place.
No, please! No!
Maybe it should hold me there. Despite the agony, keeping me in place will slow me down.
No!
Was frozen on the spot. At least until I... And there was just a moment. The slightest of a second that I could think clearly. Grab the camera. Try to take a picture.
Come on!
Damn hands were too big. It took so much concentration.
Please! Someone help me!
Oh!
Emily. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
There's something I need to show you.
Fuck. Shit. Am I... Look, I don't know what to say right now. I don't know what we can do. I don't know how we can fix this, and I don't...
Jess.
I can't even think about what we need to fix, and it's all just... Look, I think I just need to breathe. I need to leave for a moment. I just need to,
Jess.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I need to go.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tales from Davidstown. We hope you enjoyed your visit. Before you leave, we've got some extras you might want to get your teeth into. Did you know that we have a Patreon page? Sign up for free today to listen to our behind-the-scenes podcast. Join us as a resident to support the creation of our show, gain exclusive perks such as our graphic novel, never-before-seen behind-the-scenes content, and get super early access to new episodes and more. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook for more updates on all things Tales from Davidstown, as well as our website, talesfromdavidstown.com. Until next time, residents...